Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We would love to go from now to the end of the season unbeaten. It'd be, you know, a good basis to build on for next season. And, you know, I just think, you know, we had to turn it round, you know, and we've showed amongst the squad and, you know, the players here and the manager that we've had the character to do it in the end. You know, now we're starting to find ourselves back, you know, in the region of where we'd like to think we belong.
Yeah, we're inside Villa Park, where Everton are looking to continue their fine recent form as we head towards the close of the season. Everton certainly confirmed their Premier League status a number of weeks ago, but the same cannot be said of Aston Villa. This is the 200th league meeting between these two clubs, and it is the most played top-flight fixture in the history of English football. But will Villa still be in the Premier League next season to ensure that this fixture continues? Well, it's certainly a ground befitting of Premier League standards, but Aston Villa, as it stands, sit fourth from bottom of the Barclays Premier League table. They may have reached the FA Cup final, which takes place at the end of this month, but their priority now is Premier League survival. For Everton, well, the aim is to extend an unbeaten run from six games and to take it all the way through to the end of the season. Roberto Martinez has made two changes from the side that beat United 3-0 last week. Barkley and Osman are on the bench. Naismith and Morales start in this 11. Howard, Coleman, Stones, Jagielka, Baines, McCarthy, Barry, Lennon, Naismith, Morales and Lukaku. On the bench alongside Barkley and Osman are Magidi, Kone, Besic, Alcaraz and Robles, the substitute keeper. And talking of keepers, well, Tim Sherwood has made a change in that department as far as the home side are concerned. Shay Given gets his first Premier League outing since August of 2012 following a mistake by Brad Guzan at Manchester City last week that has cost him his place. So in front of Given, the back four is Leandro Bacuna, Ron Vlaar, Jorge Acore and Kieran Richardson. And then a midfield of Tom Cleverley, Ashley Westwood, Fabian Delph and Jack Grealish, with Charles Nzogbia just behind. Christian Benteke, who has certainly found his touch again under the guidance of Tim Sherwood following his appointment on the 17th of February, replacing Paul Lambert. On the bench for Villa, Scott Sinclair, Andreas Weimann, Joe Cole, Philip Senderos, Alan Hutton, Carlos Sanchez and Brad Guzan. Our man in the middle is Mark Clattenburg from County Durham. Last time he was in charge of the Blues, we suffered at Stoke 2-0. Let's hope we can put things right here. There's the referee's whistle to get us underway here at Villa Park. And Everton are in the changed colours, the white shirts and dark shorts and white socks. And the ball has gone behind for an early Everton goal kick. Aston Villa in their familiar claret and blue. And it's pretty much a full house at Villa Park, Graham.
Yeah, great support. Obviously, the league form hasn't been great within a relegation battle, but obviously the cup has given the Aston Villa faithful, you know, something to cling on to. It's been a difficult time for them.
Yeah. Many fans, of course, will be wanting a ticket to Wembley. Tim Sherwood, I think, will just want a ticket for the Premier League next season.
Just looking at Villa, the way they're looking out, they really all lopsided. There's loads and loads of space if we have to switch the ball quickly to Leighton Baines.
Well, I looked at how they were going to line up, Graham, and it confused me as to exactly who would be the four across the middle, or would it be a 4-2-3-1 as far as Villa were concerned?
Zogbia looks as if he's playing through the middle as a centre-forward.
Yeah. Benteke on the left at the moment, getting the ball back to Fabian Delph, and then stabbed forward by Kieran Richardson. Everton have it inside their own half, and it's back with John Stones, who got his first goal for the club last week. And now Jagielka, back to Howard, launched forward towards Morales, headed away by Bacuna, out of play for a throw into Everton.
The game.
Delph plays the ball into the penalty area, and Jagielka heads behind the first corner of the afternoon.
Oh, you can see right away what they're doing as soon as they get the ball in wide positions. Fabian Delph just getting on his left foot, just trying to put it in the area. But Benteke will come and attack it. Fortunately for Evan, Benteke had been involved in the build-up to that and couldn't get himself on the end of it.
We have a corner to Aston Villa. Jack Grealish is going to take from the left-hand side, hit with pace. Benteke's there. Oh, that's half a chance, if not it's a little bit more. He's been penalised, has he? For
but I don't
pushing,
think he has, but I think the Evan players are protesting to Clatton Bird to say, listen, he's climbing all over the back of one of our players.
Headed it wide anyway, but it did look like he was climbing a little. Shea Given volleying the ball away from inside his penalty area. Jack Grealish coolly brings it down, and Aston Villa progress down the left-hand side and win a throw-in.
Good covering from Phil Jagielka.
Here's Delph. Left-footed ball into the penalty area. It's high towards Benteke. 1-0! Oh, Benteke got a buzz. Jagielka then. He just peeled away from him. Delph's ball in was a quality one. And Benteke gobbled it up, as he has done so often in recent weeks. It's his 10th goal in his last 9 appearances. He is reborn, and Aston Villa have a lifeline for Premier League survival again. They lead 1-0.
Well, that's what happened. We shouldn't be surprised, but as I said before the game, that's what they'll do. Try and get it in wide position, stop the cross, which we didn't do. Allow them to just put a ball into the box, and it's a looping ball, and Benteke's got a run on Jagielka and Baines. Comes through the ball, and it's a great header low down past Tim Howard, no chance. But we shouldn't be surprised, because that's what they'll try and do at every opportunity. Get the ball wide, get the ball in the box. When you get somebody as brave as Benteke who wants to go and meet it, you've got problems.
Well, the referee has called a halt to Aston Villa's progress there when maybe an advantage could have been played. It's a foul on Delph. I'm not even sure it was a foul, but Grealish was probably advancing into a promising position.
Yeah, that was a free kick in the dangerous area, central, but what, 35 yards out? They'll fancy a hit. Obviously, wind as well, wind behind them. Nzolbi, is it he over the ball? I think it is.
It is a long way out, this.
Well, they haven't started, Everton haven't started.
14 and a half minutes played, Villa leading 1-0. And a free kick here, as Sharpie said, very central, but 35 yards from goal. And Zogbia still fancies a crack at goal. Well, he does hit it, and Howard has to make the save. Low down to his left-hand side, he pushes it away.
Yeah, good save. Oh, Tim Howard, you know, read where the free kick was going. Decent strike from Zogbia. I think Tim would have been disappointed if it had gone in.
Here's Grealish. Just opened up for him a little there, but he declined the chance to shoot. Picks up the loose ball again. Villa still have it. Westwood, he does shoot. Blocked by Gareth Barry and McCarthy, and behind it goes for a corner.
That's a saver. I'm just looking at it, old hands on hips, and just thinking, what's going on here? They can't seem to get into the rhythm of the game at all, and it's just Aston Villa every occasion. Every time, have we got success last week from just playing balls down the side? There's acres of space here at Villa Park. Getting the ball down the side, stop trying to play in front of them.
Grealish with the corner, almost 2-0. Rombler has missed the header chance, and it's a behind for a goal kick.
Another let off for Everton. He's not dealing with it. As I said, we need to just change it, because at the moment we're getting no joy whatsoever trying to play the ball in their own half. Get it forward, get it into the corners. Get it down the sides of the two centre-backs.
Grealish on this left-hand side. Now Fabian Delph moves it into Nzogbia. Nzogbia into Grealish. Grealish inside the penalty area, and his shot is deflected behind for a corner.
Too easy. Far too easy.
Inside the final minute of the first half, and Everton have to defend another Aston Villa corner.
Yeah, and they'll have to keep it out here. Trying to get anything from the game in the second half. Put decent delivery in there, the big men up. Got to defend here. Big space in between, just round by the penalty spot.
Yeah, Grealish again to take from the left-hand side, whips it in. Vlaar misses it, but Benteke doesn't. And Aston Villa lead by 2-0. And that was simplicity in itself. The little flick at the near post from Ron Vlaar got something at the merest of touches, and there was Benteke stealing in behind the Everton defence to poke it into an almost empty net, and Villa will go in at half-time with a two-goal lead, and both of them have been netted by Christian Benteke.
Unbelievable what you said there. Every time the ball goes in the box, he's looking a threat, he's lively. He doesn't go for the first header. The ball gets flicked across the side. Hey, listen, near post, flick on, knees in the back. He's a centre forward who's on the move, and it's a good finish on the back post. But Everton don't deserve anything in the first half. The performance has been as poor as I've seen all season.
And Everton have a throw in now on the left hand side, with just seconds of this first half remaining. Baines maybe now can produce for Everton down the left. Lukaku can't. The half-time whistle blows. The cheers you can hear are understandably from the Aston Villa supporters, because their side go in at the break with a comfortable two-goal lead. And comfortable is the word to use in this first half, because that is what it's been for Aston Villa. Everton have simply not been at the races, never have been able to get into gear from the first whistle here, and Christian Benteke's two goals separate the sides at the break, and it's a long way back for Everton from this position, Graham.
It certainly is, if they continue to play the way they're playing, because they haven't turned up, they're not playing. You know, it's really, really poor. It's the poorest I've seen for a long time. You know, have no threat whatsoever, have no movement. Looking forward, the boys in the midfield or the back are looking up, there's no movement whatsoever, and it's static players. Delph's running in the midfield, I haven't seen anything at McCarthy. Barry is trying his best in front of the back four, but we're getting overrun. Haven't seen anything Aaron Lennon, haven't seen anything Kevin Morales, haven't seen anything Lukaku. Really, really, really poor. When you go and you draw comparisons to last week against Manchester, everybody was up to it. They look up for it, we don't. That's the difference. They look, they're at it right away, they're in the tackle, getting the ball in the box, they've got a centre forward with the ball six and cause problems. Every time we have a set piece, we look as if we're going to concede a goal. You know, the ball's in there, flick on, Benteke, good movement. We've got no threat whatsoever. We can't even string two passes together. That is the poorest first 45 minutes I've seen this season. Really is. And coming off the back of a convincing victory over Manchester United, thinking, yeah, we hear everybody talking, let's finish the season in a high, let's go undefeated. You don't go undefeated if you put in performances like that. That 45 minutes, there was nothing. Che Gibbon never had one save to make, didn't look in any danger whatsoever, because Aston Villa were so much on the front foot, pushing Everton back. And well, you talk about harsh words, and he doesn't like harsh words have to be said in the dressing room, and I would not be surprised if he makes changes. And I'm not saying one, I'm saying two changes. We won't make the three, because obviously it leaves them a little bit short, somebody gets injured. I wouldn't be surprised if we have two changes at half time. We need more energy. We need more energy. We need people getting on the ball and making things happen. They're on the front foot, they look fitter, they look, you know what, okay, they've got they're fighting for their lives, and you can see that, but we certainly haven't stood up to them. We've just folded. We've got too many passengers in the team who are not capable of rolling up their sleeves and thinking, we've got to dig in here. You know, we're getting absolutely outplayed and outthought in every single department. So really poor. 2-0 needs to be massive changes in the second half, maybe in personnel, maybe in attitude, grit, determination, character is the word that we've heard this week. We need to show lots more of that, because we haven't seen an awful lot in the first half.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
Just about to get underway in the second half here at Villa Park. Everton will kick off. No changes made by Roberto Martinez. It's as you were. Referee Mark Clattenburg blows his whistle and gets us up and running for the second half. Villa leading by 2-0. Sharpie's just come back from the press room. Thought for a minute he wasn't going to come back and watch the second half, because the first half was so dire as far as the Blues were concerned. But what's the verdict from the press room, Graeme?
Same thing, Al. You know, some of Gary Shaw, the ex-Aston Villa player and what a player he was, just saying that he can't believe the change in Aston Villa, you know, since Sherwood's taken over. You know, from comparisons to the Lambert era, he said they're quicker, they look fitter, you know, they look sharper. and he can't believe the turnaround in a short space of time. Unbelievable. Mm. But from the Everton point of view, everybody's the same opinion now. It's just after the Lord made show.
Yeah. So a big second half for Everton. Big for Villa as well, of course, given their predicament coming into this game, sitting fourth from bottom. But they have the two-goal lead. Benteke on a hat-trick. Bakuna with a free kick here. Arrowed into the penalty area for Naismith to head away. Not quite clear first time, but he does get it away second time up towards Lukaku, who's got to do better in terms of keeping the ball. And he's done that now, and he's progressed forward for Everton. Still going, Lukaku. Still going. Hits a shot. Oh. Narrowly wide of Shea Given's left-hand post. And that must have taken a touch as well off either the keeper or a Villa player. And he's gone behind for a corner. And that is much better and what we want to see more of from Lukaku.
Certainly do. That was a great run, you know, from his own half. Got a little bit of good fortune, but it was a good save from Shea Given at the end of it. But we need to see more of that. You know, the Everton fans have come down there, what, 3,500 over there?
Yeah.
They need to see a response in the second half. I'm just looking at there, Benteke and Gareth Barry, having not thought Bakuna and Gareth Barry having a little spat there.
Referee.
That's what we need to see. We need to get the ball forward to Lukaku, yep, so he can get in those situations. But he also needs to make better movement.
Well, we've got a corner. Everton's first of the day. Baines takes near post, headed back to him by Honoré Sakore. Baines finds Lennon. Lennon skipped round his man, put one in off the head of Okoré. Comes out to Stones on the left edge of the 18-yard box. He turns away from Rombler initially. Stones on his right foot gets it back towards Kevin Morales, and it has to go to the halfway line for Seamus Coleman. Coleman out to the right for Aaron Lennon now. Lennon into Barry. Barry uses Aaron Lennon once more, and now Leighton Baines in midfield picking up and finding Lukaku. Lukaku right edge of the penalty area, wraps it off Ron Vlaar, and it's gone behind for a corner.
Well, that's a better start to the second half from Everton. You know, it's hopefully wanted a response. It seems as if they've got it. If we can get one back now, it's been interesting to see how Aston Villa react to that.
And Baines again to take this corner for Everton. If we are to get back into the game, then an early goal in the second half is paramount. And Baines takes this corner, sends it in. It's a decent one towards Lukaku. It's off the shoulder, really, of Lukaku and behind for a goal kick. There was a strong challenge on him from Benteke.
Well, you look at them defensively from set pieces, they've certainly got the height, haven't they? And the power in there to deal with that.
Throw in Villa. Received by Westwood. Now, Nzogbia. Left footed ball into the penalty area, sliced away by John Stones. Only as far as Bakuna on his left foot, he's dragged a shot wide of goal by some 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, poor attempt at the end.
Aston Villa leading by 2-0. Everton winning the ball back here. Baines finding Lukaku. Lukaku controlling, turning, moving away from Westwood, still going. Good run by Lukaku. He's flicked one towards the penalty area. Might break Everton's way. Vlaar's in the way.
Penalty.
He fouls Naismith.
Penalty.
He does foul Naismith. It is a penalty to Everton. And that came because of the driving force and the intent and purpose of Romelu Lukaku.
It was. He got the ball. He ran at the defenders. That's what he's best doing at. Went past Vlaar Mathies. Got into the penalty box. Lost the ball. The ball broke about. Stephen Naismith just got a little touch there. I think it may have been a bit debatable, the penalty, but the referee was close by, gave it immediately. Aston Villa not happy, but it's Romelu Lukaku who's got the ball in his hands,
yep,
to get back Everton back into the game.
Well, Roberto Martinez said last week and the week before that Romelu Lukaku was Everton's penalty taker. He's on the pitch to take this one and try and get Everton back into it at Villa Park. Lukaku from the spot, left footed.
Yes!
And he puts it into the corner after he just broke his run. And Shea Given made his move, but Lukaku stroked it into the corner as Given went the right way.
I'll tell you what, confident penalty. I wasn't confident. Once he'd done the stutter, I thought he'd hit it wide. He's trundled it into the bottom corner. Given went right way, couldn't keep it out. Everton back in the game.
Tim Howard plays the ball forward up towards Lukaku, but no challenge from him as Ron Vlaar wins the header. And Villa lay the ball out to the right for Leandro Bakuna.
Cleverley's made a run forward and he's found him. Cleverley, 3-1. Great goal, Villa. Poor defending Everton. Bakuna spotted the run of Tom Cleverley, and the man on loan from Manchester United has scored against the club he's been linked with so often, and he's given Villa that two-goal lead back. Tom Cleverley controlled and shot to beat Tim Howard at the Holt End, and just as Everton were getting back into the game, they have a two-goal deficit to claw back again. Villa 3, Everton 1.
Yeah, it's a good finish from Cleverley. It's a good run, you know, but as you said, you've got to question the defending. You know, we haven't had a rerun of it, just looking again, trying to see it in the big screen. It's a good ball, but at 36, Gareth Barry just can't get to it. Cleverley's on the run, and it's a good finish, 1-1. High past Tim Howard. So just at a time when we've got, we're looking the more likely team, we leave ourselves exposed at the back, and we get punished. Cleverley, not what you call a goal-scoring midfield player, but he took that with aplomb.
Ball's with Everton inside their own half. Jagielka finding Baines on the left-hand side. Baines with the ball forward. Breaks inside towards Lennon, just to the left of the centre circle at the moment. Then he plays it towards the right and McCarthy. Now Coleman on that far side. Can Everton get quality into the penalty area? They've got three white shirts inside the box. Now Naismith in towards Coleman, flicked inside by a Villa player towards Lukaku, and then the shot comes in from Gareth Barry from 25 yards, straight at goalkeeper Shaker.
Yeah, good strike from Gareth Barry. Probably first shot on target in this game. But decent little move down the right-hand side. Seamus Coleman involved. Ball eventually falling to Gareth in the edge of the box. Comfortable save, Shea given.
Here's Lukaku. Osman immediately involved down this left edge of the penalty area. Osman turns onto his right foot and then picks out Barry with a great ball. Ball breaks into the penalty area for Lennon after Barry couldn't get a shot in. Now out to McCarthy. His shot is blocked inside the box. Some appeals for handball from Everton.
Yeah, it was Ross Bartley with a shot, Alan, at the end of it.
Apologies. Here's Osman. Osman's cross into the penalty area, cleared by Richardson.
Right away, Ozzy's come on and he's made two chances.
Everton with a spell of possession inside the Villa half, which is cut out eventually by Fabian Delph. And Delph has done well to ride a couple of challenges and then spray a ball to the left-hand side, which Grealish has just kept in play. And Villa have an opportunity here as Grealish picks out Nzogbia inside the penalty area. His shot is blocked, throwing Villa far side.
Certainly end-to-end, isn't it? You know, Leon Osman coming on here down the left-hand side, a little bit trickery. Nearly leads to a chance for Everton. At the other end, good play from Grealish.
Now Leighton Baines, still just inside the Everton half. His pass finds Barkley and then laid off by McCarthy to the right for Lennon. Coleman's going ahead of him. Lennon, 10 yards outside the penalty area, across the penalty area to use Ross Barkley. Barkley on his right foot plays it out to the corner of the box for Coleman. He leaves it for Leon Osman now. Osman twists his way into the penalty area, gets a shot at goal, and Givens behind it to hold on to it.
Yeah, good, decent shot from Leon Osman again. Good feet, and then around the box. Just gives you that little bit more creativity for me.
McCarthy's ball into Barry. McCarthy again on the halfway line. Now Coleman inside the Villa half, tracked by Benteke, who's coming back to defend, and he's fouled him in the process, and it's a free kick to Everton. And Coleman just wants the Villa players out of the way so Everton can take this free kick. Barkley takes, played out to the right. McCarthy's delivery into the penalty area, and in the end is behind for an Everton corner.
There was a snapshot from Lukaku and it just came off the defender. Shea Given was beating all ends up and it's just been past the post.
We've got a corner from Leighton Baines. Can Everton get a late goal here? Baines into the penalty area towards Jagielka, who was there with his head, and oh, that might go in here. It has gone in for Jagielka. Yeah. Shea Given made an awful mess of that. Jagielka's first header looped high up into the air, right under the crossbar. Shea Given thought he was fouled. The ball bounced down, and Jagielka followed it up and headed into the net.
Well, I don't think that there's a foul on that. I think Shea Given's got to do more as a goalkeeper. He's out complaining, but he knows he's made the mistake. He's under pressure. How many times do we see it given, you know, for the goalkeeper, but not on that occasion. The referee waved play on, and Jagielka grateful to knock it in off the underside of the crossbar.
McCarthy
put it in
for
the box.
Barry. Now it needs to go into the penalty area. It does towards Lukaku. Lukaku, oh, if he'd have controlled there, he might have been able to lay it off to Barkley. It's cleared as far as Stones. That's it's gone out of play on the far side. And the referee has blown for full time to the relief of the Aston Villa fans here. They've beaten Everton by 3-2. Everton's unbeaten run comes to a close. A late, late rally from Everton with the Jagielka goal in stoppage time just sent Aston Villa hearts a-fluttering late on. All that after Everton had threatened to get back into the game when Lukaku scored from the penalty spot just before the hour mark. But Everton conceded 6 minutes later when Villa restored their 2-goal advantage. Bakuna playing in, Tom Cleverley, who finished well. Aston Villa had gone in at half-time with a 2-goal lead, courtesy of 2 Christian Benteke goals. It's 3 very important points for Aston Villa in their fight for Premier League survival. For Everton, it's real disappointment that that 6-match unbeaten run has come to a close. And in truth, Everton probably didn't deserve the points today after a fairly shambolic first half performance that saw Aston Villa have complete control in that opening 45 minutes. Everton was simply not at the races in the first half, responded early on in the second, but couldn't maintain the momentum following that Lukaku penalty goal. And Aston Villa, in the end, I think, deserve the 3 points today.
Well, I think, you know, first half, the referee going off to a chorus of boos, Mark Clattenburg, but I think that Everton lost the game in the first half. I just think they didn't turn up. I think Aston Villa were really, really good in the first half, probably the best they've played for a long, long time. We were 2-0 down, got a lifeline in the second half with the penalty from Lukaku. May have been a little bit harsh, I don't know, but the second goal that they're all complaining about, I think the goalkeeper's got to do a lot better than what he's done. He's not the tallest of goalkeepers kind of thing, but, you know, whatever, immaterial. Jagielka gets goal 3-2, but I think when you look back at the game, for me the game was won and lost in the first half, and I just don't think Everton turned up. You concede 3 goals away from home, you're not going to win many football games, and I just think that they were a threat. But at 2-1, I thought we could have a chance. I thought we were in the front foot, then we concede a goal 3-1, which makes it really, really difficult. We'll get back in at 3-2, but too little too late for me. I just think that we can't afford to turn up after 45 minutes, and that's what we've done today. And really, really disappointed, especially after the performance against Manchester United. So bitter disappointment for the Evertonians coming down all this way, or not all this way, an hour and a half down the motorway. I think they expected to see a little bit more from the team in the first half, and unfortunately that didn't happen. And Villa, I think for the majority of the game, played a better football. Looked a little bit edgy when they got it back. We got a goal back, but you know, overall they'll be delighted with the result. That'll probably see them safe in the Premier League for another year. And it's amazing what, you know, Sherwood's done here and just turned things around. But from our own point of view, we talk about finishing the season in the high, we talk about finishing the season unbeaten. That's gone now. We've just got to make sure that we get as many performances and points out the rest of the season we possibly can. But to do that, we need to do far better, especially first half. Probably the worst first half, 45 minutes this season, in terms of not being at the races.
Well, it was a difficult decision for you to name a motor range man of the match last week, Graham. Who's it to be this time around?
Well, it's difficult again. I thought Gareth Barry first half stuck at it, you know, but I thought overall, like, you can give it to the captain again, Phil Jagielka. I thought, okay, you look at the first goal and you think Benteke, I'd like to see it again. We never get the beauty of a replay here, but you know, apart from that, I thought Phil Jagielka handled him really, really well. I thought he defended, you know, very well, got forward, tried to get the team playing. So my motor range man of the match yet again is Phil Jagielka.
For the 12th time this season, Phil Jagielka.
Post-match.
It was below par because we were second best in any second balls, in any dead ball situations. I don't think we had that real quality that we have in our play. I don't think we penetrated well enough in the first half. I don't think we defended well enough. I think we were a little bit soft with our approach, and at times probably I was a little bit concerned after the real highs of the performance at home against Manchester United. Sometimes it's difficult to maintain that. Try to change a couple of players just to avoid that, but even then I don't think we match the intensity that Aston Villa had in the first half. Then the second half, I'm delighted with the reaction. Remember that a two-goal lead for the home team, it would have been very easy for them to manage the game at that point. We got the goal that we needed. They conceded against the run of play, which was a key moment for the game. But in the second half, we had a completely different intent, a completely different control. I think at the end, we were very unfortunate not to get something positive out of it.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.